Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and hallelujah. Good morning, precious, beloveds, the Church of the Living God. Happy New Year. Trust that it will just get better and better for you, because the Bible says so beautifully, the path of the righteous just gets brighter and brighter until full day. So praise God, the day of salvation has come, but the fullness is coming. And we are in this wonderful flow of God's goodness, and we just need to stay in that flow because His mercies are new every day. So all the best to each and every one of you, and may the goodness of God just become your reality more and more from this day and into the fullness. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings again. Our reading this morning is here from Galatians 2, 11 to 14. And it's here where Peter has been corrected. He's been mixing with the Gentiles and becoming one with them. And then the Jews came, and then straight away, hypocritical conduct. He then just goes to go sit with the Jewish brethren. And then Paul comes and corrects him. And so this is actually a good word for this new year, this new beginnings. And it's, he who hates correction is not wise. And so we need to see, just as Peter needed to be corrected here by Paul, we need to just stay in the light, stay in the correct manner of life, becoming all things to all men, because we are saved, we are in Jesus. And we are partaking of that goodness on a daily basis. The wonderful thing here is Peter was used to go. I love those scriptures where James, the Lord's brother and the head of the church, mentions that. Peter mentions it, and then James, the leader of the church, mentions it, that Peter had the first opportunity to go and share to the Gentiles. You can see that in Acts 10 and 11. Where God actually instructs him to go to this family. And Peter goes there, and then he sees, hey, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead that fell on them, the disciples, has fallen here on the Gentiles. So the way is open for us all to come back home and to come into the flow of God. And so he had that privilege, but he had to be reminded again that this gospel is for Jew and Gentile. One died for all. And so for us to be corrected, guys, we need to understand the life that has been made available for us in Christ is our true destiny. It's what we were predestined to have in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1 verse 3 and 4. And so you don't want to miss out when the word says, when the Lord says, you are not wise when you don't heed correction. You know, it is so beautiful to know that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus from the foundation of the earth to be His children, to be in the same fellowship that Jesus walked with here on earth. And now we got the Father and Jesus with us and the Holy Spirit. Why do I say that? Because of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That's everything pertaining to life. So you don't want to be, I'll say it straight, you don't want to be stupid to try make your own life, pursue your own self-righteousness or unrighteousness. The righteousness of God is who you really are, and it's your true family that you're walking with and you're flowing with, and it's then becoming everything God made you to be. That will be a blessing to you, a blessing to your family, and a blessing to your neighborhood, and a blessing to this world. So guys, be corrected. Amen. He who hates correction is not wise. So let's be wise and want the correction of the Lord, the leading of the Lord, the directing of the Lord, the anointing of the Lord on a daily basis. Amen. Happy New Year. Be blessed in the light as God is in the light. In Jesus' name. Amen.